From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Ari Snyder with the news on this day in Maine, Friday, April 25th, 2025. The lack of attorney representation for indigent clients has prompted one lawmaker to introduce a bill to require court clerks to enter judges' orders appointing public defenders into the docket within 24 hours and notify the appointed attorneys right away. Attorney Rob Ruffner testified that currently there aren't enough clerks to do that, but he says the bill could help.
It focuses the system to make sure everyone understands that we need to get that information so that it's actually happening. And I think that so that your colleagues in other committees will give the judicial branch all the clerks they need. And they need more than they're asking for, by the way.
Democratic Representative Sophie Warren sponsored the bill and says there are an estimated 500 indigent clients without attorney representation, with about 90 in custody. A new campaign in South Portland wants a Canadian oil company to remove almost 20 old, mostly empty holding tanks from the city. And supporters are imagining the possibilities for sprawling real estate the tanks occupy. Peter McGuire has more.
Toss the Tanks wants to persuade Suncor Energy that its Hill Street tank farm isn't a good fit for the city. Tim Honey is a campaign organizer.
Suncor has to understand that the community does not want them here any longer.
The tanks sit on about 100 acres bordered by schools and homes. Some of the structures date back to the Second World War, and they have prompted concerns about health and environmental safety. Honey says Suncor could dismantle the facility and clean up the land, then sell the parcel to private developers. Based on feedback at a community meeting, residents say they'd like to see the land developed for housing, green space, and other uses. Suncor did not respond to a request for comment. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Peter McGuire.
Mainers from immigrant communities, advocates, and formerly unhoused people are calling on state lawmakers to continue some kind of state-sponsored eviction prevention or rental assistance. One proposal would provide $300 a month or no more than $3,000 a year to households that meet certain income requirements. Ellen McFarland with Prosperity Maine says the nonprofit has helped about 300 households with a similar program. The assistance is meant to pay for security deposits or help with rent.
When workers don't have to worry about housing instability, they are more likely to stay in their jobs, reduce turnover, and remain productive members of the workforce.
Another proposal would continue an eviction prevention pilot program that Maine established last year. There was little opposition, but state officials say the legislature will have a difficult time funding the initiatives during a tight budget year. The National Family Planning and Reproductive Health Association and others sued the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Thursday over the withholding of more than $65 million in Title X family planning grants. Maddie Smith has more.
Maine is one of seven states mentioned in the lawsuit that has lost all its Title X funds. Olivia Pennington, a representative for Maine Family Planning, says the state receives almost $2 million in Title X funding that is distributed to more than 60 health centers across the state. Pennington says these funds are used to provide birth control, testing for sexually transmitted diseases, and cancer screenings to more than 30,000 patients. There is currently a bill in the legislature titled An Act to Improve Women's Health and Economic Security by Funding Family Planning Services that Pennington says will help support programs that have lost federal funding. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Maddie Smith.
Maine is seeing slightly below average wildfire activity so far this spring, but state officials are still urging the public to take precautions with outdoor burns. Terry Teller with the Maine Forest Service says there have been nearly 200 wildfires so far this year, mostly in southern and coastal Maine. Earlier this week, she says state and local crews responded to a 7-acre fire in the Scarborough Marsh that had been ignited by an improperly extinguished campfire.
We really encourage people to make sure they're being safe with fire, always make sure they're burning in a place that those types of things are allowed.
The fire danger across much of western and central Maine is high today, but rain is on the way for much of the state this weekend. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Join us tomorrow morning at 8 for Weekend Edition on Maine Public Radio. I'm Ari Snyder. Thanks for listening.